This is KLLG LP 97.9 FM right up here in Willits, California. I'm Greg Schindel, train singer, and you are now boarding the Bipolar Express. All aboard! Woo! Whoa, whoa. Chug up the hill. Puffing and a chugging, you know the engine will. I reach the summit and go down the other side. Woo! What a ride. Ruby, what a ride. Yeah, as we continue to move through the season of Embolk on the great wheel of the year. And by the way, we're over halfway through the winter, and moving right along, hooray! But as we enjoy this, let's pray for rain. Oh, please, we need the rain. Now, these balmy days are so enjoyable, but beneath this mild weather is the nagging specter of drought. So yes, ooh, enjoy this wonderful stuff, but visualize, oh, yes. Hope for, pray for, more rain. Hey, and as you know, this Thursday show is about as live as I get. Okay, yeah, my replays are on Saturday and Sunday. So, if you are listening to this on Saturday, Sunday, this message will be a little bit too late for you. So, with that said, I want to say that Forrest Glier, yes, our local boy, Forrest Glier, is hosting a singer-songwriter event at the Shawnakie Pub this Saturday at 8 p.m., starting at 8. And he has a really talented local lineup, including Forrest, of course, Forrest, Sarah Rose, Clay Hawkins, Adam Manis, Sean Coleman, oh, yes, and Malachi and his you-know-who, Dad, me. Yes, I'm going to be down there with all those talented people. Oh, boy. Sounds like a great evening. Come on, that. This Saturday at the Shawnakie, 8 o'clock, for a lot of fun. You know, I've been thinking of original tunes that Malachi and I are really familiar with. And I'm also thinking that, you train singer. What? Me, Greg? Yes, you. You and Malachi, boy, you tear up some of those classic train songs together. So maybe you'll make an appearance at the pub as well, which is some classic, cover tune. Well, that'd be cool if we do. Let's see what Malachi says when I see him this week. So, hey, but anyway, I'm pretty sure that Malachi won't mind if he does, but I can hardly wait to play, by the way. And but since I'm not sure what tunes we will choose, I thought I'd just play a few original songs, just to get into kind of the groove of it, Boom, ooh, oh, yeah. Fun. We all think there's something to say, don't we? But there is nothing to say, What do we want to do? All we want to do is sing and play. We go like this. Make it up, yo. Hey, I'm so glad to be with you. What is it we wanna do? Okay, la la, ba da la la. Ba-da-da-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-d We all think that there's something to say. How we really wanna do, sing, play, yeah. And I'm so glad to be with you. What is it we wanna do? But I do, not it. Yeah, we all think there's something to say.
It's got something to say.
But you know what? All we really wanna do is sing and play, yeah, yeah, boy. I'm so glad to be. Wanna do? I tell you what you wanna do. Come on, let's hear it. Ba da dee la do, ba da dee da do dee dee. Ah, ba da da dee. That's why we're going to be at the Shawnakie Pub on this Saturday. That's right. So we can sing and play and don't talk so much. Oh, yeah. I want those feelings to stay alive. Yeah. Those feelings, whoa, we keep so deep inside. Even though your memory, things are what they used to be. Ooh, you come to me and those feelings, they live. Whoa, I don't want those feelings to fade away. No, 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 no. I want those feelings stay. Maybe I can drop you a line, let you know I'm doing fine. You are a friend of mine, and those feelings live on now. I want those feelings to stay alive. Oh, those feelings. La da 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 da. Live forever in a wishing well where feelings are they live. Oh, I don't want those feelings to fade away. No, no, no. I want those feelings, oh, to stay. La da 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 da. I've got a sleepless night. There's a thousand things rolling across my mind. Playing music just won't do it this time. And there's morning birds calling, morning birds calling, morning birds calling, and I'm up. I'm down, I'm up and I'm down. Oh, I can't seem to get my rest. Oh, and I've got a sleepless night. There's a thousand things rolling across my mind. Playing music just won't do it this time. Morning birds call, rain in my heart, blue on my window, and I've been a where you gonna go? Where you gonna walk? Who's gonna take? take you in? Where you gonna run? Where you gonna drive? Where you gonna fly? Said home, place where you go when they have to take you in, have to. Home's a place where you go where they have to take you in, they have to. So where you gonna go, where you gonna walk, who's gonna take you in, where you gonna run, where you gonna drive, where you gonna fly? Ram bam bim bereno, ram bam bam doo do, whoa whoa yeah, oh la 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 la, na 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 na, hey hey hey, ho ho ho, la 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 na 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 na. Yes, I'm standing around, hanging around, feeling restless. Restless. Hanging around, standing around, feeling restless. Oh, where you gonna go? Where you gonna walk? Who's gonna take you in? Where you gonna run? Where you gonna drive? Hey, where you gonna fly? You ain't got no apple, baby. Know what that fruit tastes like? Oh. You ain't got no apple, baby. But you know what that fruit tastes like? A little cream with your coffee? Gonna make you feel alright. Wow. Break your finger to the bone, though. Your friend, take what you done. What happened? Finger to the bone, hey. Your friends take what you done. Whoa, boom, 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 down. Find yourself in a room all alone, baby. Look, you're number one. Yeah, all alone. But you ain't got no apple, baby. But you know what that fruit tastes. What that fruit tastes. What that fruit tastes like. Got no apple, baby. No, that fruit tastes like little cream with your coffee. Gonna make you feel alright. Whoa, whoa. Coming up is good for you. You go down one time, baby, now. Coming up is good for you. Ooh. Getting on a fine thing. You almost don't know what to do. Ain't got no apple, baby, but you know what that fruit tastes. Know what that fruit tastes. Know what that fruit tastes like. I know, apple baby, know what that fruit tastes like. A little cream with your coffee, gonna make you feel cream with your coffee. Feel all the cream of it, your coffee. Gonna make you feel all right. Yeah, you know, I gotta say, did I bring that with me? I did. I gotta say, I was in my 20s when I wrote that one, you know, back when the blues were really popular. Imagine, hey, my blues are really good these days. I'm having a great fun. Now, I don't have the blues, but it's fun to play these little honky-tonk things. I bring my kazoo. I don't want to thank Amy Good for passing that one on to me. You are, by the way, riding the Bipolar Express, KLLGLP. That's on 97.9 FM right here in Willits in Little Lake Valley. We are the only lucky ones to get to listen to this radio station. And by the way, this is your hometown radio, and you are listening to, and I'm glad to know you are out there, and that you are definitely out there, way out there, if you're listening to this. And if you're with me, Greg, and Train on the Bipolar Express, BPE, for those of you who are in the know. Like us? Yeah, I like you and them and all of them. Come on, check out KLLG on the web at www.org. That's right, org. www.klg.org. Awesome. I hope you have a good one. I hope you have one. Okay. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I featured as many of the train wreck songs that I generally play when I'm on the train or performing as train singer. And I even mentioned a gory detail associated with the wreck of the FFV, if you recall.
Your brain was covered up.
Well, anyway. Now, while browsing, let me get this book here. Let me get this off. Take that off. Ooh, hey, baby. Okay, now, stop it. Now, while browsing through this book that I'm holding in my hand, and it's called Scalded to Death by the Steam. God, you can't pass up a book like that. Oh, stop it. You know, I came across that particular song, the FFE, and a bit of its history to boot. So I would like to share once more some gory details along the rails with you out there. This is Train Singer, by the way, and, you know, I'm the hip cat. I know all the train songs. Both of them, but that's okay. Enough so that I can fool most of the people most of the time. And also, I will sing at the end of this the wreck of the FFV. And I want you to notice there's a real a parallel of elegance, a comparable, excuse me, of elegance between the FFV and the Orient Express, in which I gave you some history late before last, I think it was, and also the Pullmans here in the United States. And this is one of those incredibly beautiful cars. So I'm going to tell you about this engineer who's very famous, by the way, except nobody remembers it now. But, you know, remember, fame is defined by more people know you than you know. And after a while, they forget who you are. And so fame just doesn't last, just like your good looks, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Dwayne.
Okay. Now, here we go. The record on the CNO. The death of a handsome young engineer named George Alley on October 25th, 1890, near Hinton, West Virginia, inspired what is perhaps the third most popular wreck song in America, after the wreck of Old 97 and, of course, Casey Jones. So, George Washington Alley, heroically named, was a member of a prominent railroading family. According to Ron Lane, CNO historian, his father, Captain Leonidas Salathiel Alley, began a railroading career with the CNO at the time, the Virginia Central, in 1852. He ran all types of engines in his long career and made the first run from Clinton Forge to Hinton when that portion of the CNO main line was opened in 1873. So Captain Alley fathered six sons, all of whom worked for the CNO, and three of whom were involved in wrecks, though only George was fated to die in one of them. Now, the Alley family, so we can give a little more history here. The Alley family had a sterling railroad record. Lane's geological account of the family avers that not one of the Alleys ever received a reprimand for negligence or poor service, and that the combined services of the Alleys on the CNO amounted to 279 years. So these are real hardcore railroad folks, Val. I want you to say again that the FFV Limited, the vestibule at the end of the car, that's what it's called. It earned it one of the popular nicknames, the Fast Flying Vestibule. Vestibule, excuse me. FFV, Fast Flying Vestibule. Well, George Alley was born July 10th, 1860, in Richmond, Virginia. And when he was 28, the CNO inaugurated its first luxury named train, the Fast Flying Virginian, to run daily between New York, Washington, and Cincinnati, train number 3 westbound and train number 4 eastbound. In Ron Lane's word, the train itself was a revolution in passenger travel on the CNO. Functionally, it featured solid vestibules, steam heat, electric lights, water coolers, electric fans, and leather coiled spring seats. Artistically, it was one of the most beautiful trains ever to be put on the tracks. The exteriors were painted a rich orange with maroon bands over the windows, which bore the railway name and Pullman in gold leaf, Roman capitals. The gay red wheels and the silvered glass windows gave a striking effect in combination with the bright paint. The interiors were finished in mahogany and rosewood and cherry, with mirrors enclosed by nickel or brass plating. Oh, God, did they know how to do it back then? So when Mayor Noonan of Cincinnati, on an inspection tour, declared that these coaches looked like the homes of the first families of Virginia, the officials adopted the initials on the designation that for the elaborate cars. The cuisine served in the dining cars was of the style and quality of the best metropolitan hotels at a uniform price of $1. Must have been a lot of money back then, I guess. I don't know. Other nicknames, were attached to it during the early days, and it was called the Fast Flying Vestibule. And according to Ben Knight, Fuller's first venture, and Mr. Fuller being at that time a general passenger agent for the CNO, Cohen confirms this. Tom Dixon of the CNO Historical Society in the CNO Historical Society newsletter on December 1979, however, writes that the name of the train was not actually revealed until its first trip, when it was announced as the Fast Flying Virginian Vestibuled Limited, ooh, and was given a coat of arms in the form of an ornate shield design with the initials FFV. Intertwined within, what is that? Intertwined, oh, excuse me, within. Okay, almost at once, this FFV occasioned comment. The World Travel Gazette tells about travelers guessing as to the meaning of those initials with the following results. First Families of Virginia, Fast Flying Vestibule, Fine Fast Virginian, Flying Fast, Fuller's Flying Vestibule. Oh, okay, I see. Fuller's Favorite Vestibule. The correct translation, however, is said to be Fast Flying Virginia, FFV, a significant and appropriate title for the handsome, solid vestibule trains. Now, I want you to say you're having some history of a train wreck way back then, but one of the famous train songs you've probably never heard, and you're listening it on the Bipolar Express on KLLG. Now, George Alley had been a fireman for his father and then a locomotive engineer in his own right, so he was a natural choice for engineer. George's regular run was from Clinton Forge to Hinton on westbound number 3 and returning to Clinton Forge on eastbound number 4. Now, it was on the early morning of October 23, 1890, that the FFP train number 4 pulled into Hinton from Huntington, more than an hour behind time. At Hinton, Alley and his fireman, Lewis Withrow, were waiting to board the engine number 134 and F10 class 460, built by the New York Locomotive Works. Okay, right. Now, Clinton Forge meant the end of the run and home for both men. They must have been imagining. Oh, impatient as well. Also boarding at Hinton was another fireman, Robert Foster, who had been substituting for Withrow and would now deadhead home. Now it was a rainy and overcast and still dark when they left Hinton around 5 a.m. Of course, an engineer was always eager to make up as much lost time as was safely possible, so there was every likelihood that engine 134 was traveling at a faster speed than usual that morning. They were only a few minutes out, 3 miles east of Hinton, near the mouth of the Greenbrier River, when the headlights beam suddenly picked up a huge boulder ahead that had fallen from the cliff above, a common occurrence in the mountainous and curving part of the line, particularly in wet weather, or when freezing and thawing weakened and cracked the shale and limestone of the Appalachian Mountains. Alley, professional, even in crisis, pulled on the brake with his right hand and cried to Withrow to jump while he stayed in the engine and tried to bring the heavy 10-wheeler to a halt. Foster, the deadheading fireman, jumped out of the window on the cliffside. Withrow tried to leap from the gangway on that side, but just as he did, the big locomotive slammed into the boulder, turned over on its side. Withrow, still in the engine, was sprayed with scalding water and badly burned. In the meantime, in the cab with his right hand on the brake level, George Alley was pinned tight by the reverse bar. His left arm and right leg were broken, and as there was nothing between him and the steam escaping from the damaged boiler, he was severely scalded. Behind him, mail and baggage cars were also derailed. Rescue workers came from Hinton at once. For 5 long, agonizing hours, the young engineer lay there, in and out of consciousness. There's no record of whether they tried to move him. Constantly he asked for his family. Are they coming?
Are they coming?
His devotion to his family was made much of later in the press. Railroad officials and friends indeed tried to get Allie's wife and four children from Clifton Forge to the scene of the crash, but Clifton Forge is 80 miles from Hinton, and George died before they arrived shortly after 10:30 a.m. Now, the passengers had a, quote, narrow escape. Had not been, if narrow escape, if the train had not been slowed down considerably before concussion, all the coaches would have gone into the river. Subsequent articles claimed that a watchman had passed the spot only a few minutes previous to the crash and found the tracks clear. Others condemned the railroad for not having extra watchmen along the stretches of tracks where rock slides were most likely to occur, especially in periods of rainy or freezing weather. Foster, the deadheading fireman, was not hurt. Seriously, anyway. And for a long time, it was thought that Lewis Withrow, burned on his neck and arms and side, would not survive. But he eventually recovered, and after 4 months, he was back on the rails and became the regular fireman for George Alley's brother, Leonidas, Jr., known as Lon. However, the Alleys were unlucky for Withrow, for on March 26, 1891, according to Tom Dixon, on an eastbound run out of Alderson, West Virginia, while rounding a curve just before the Second Creek Tunnel, his train hit the rear section of a local freight that had come loose from the rest of its train. And both trains caught fire, and both Lon and Alley and Withrow were injured. Now, our captain, Clifford, and all his crew in the caboose were killed instantly, along with two other brakemen dead-ending on the train. Well, to finish this up, George Alley was an instant hero, and in tributes of his praise and sympathy poured in the form all over the country. George Alley had proven supreme dedication, and an unjaded age honored him as an exemplary citizen of his day, his country, and his profession. Now, let me see, what is this, a week after? Oh, yes, but at this point, folks, my fun listeners who love to hear all this stuff, I would like to sing the song. This is supposed to be the third most popular train song between
Along Come the FFE, swiftest on line, riding on Seattle, just 20 minutes behind. Riding into Southville, yeah, headquarters on the line. Receiving their strict orders from a station just behind. Now Georgie's mother came to him with a bucket on her arm, saying, "My darling son, be careful how you run. Oh, many a man lost his life trying to make a lost time. But if you run your engine right, you get there just on time." Now up the track she darted, against a rock she crashed. Upside down the engine turned, and George's breast was smashed. His head lay against the firebox door, the flame rolling high. But I'm proud to be an engineer on the CNO road to die. Now the doctor said to Georgie, "My darling son, be still. Your life may yet be saved if it is God. Oh, no, that y'all that will not do. I cannot die so free. I want to die so free. I want to die with the engine I love, 143. Now the doctor said to
but nearer, my God, to thee. Nearer, my God, to thee. You know, that was like a landslide caused that wreck. So, now, let me just kind of finish up this little bit here with a final note about the wreck of the FFE, or the CNO, or whatever you want to call us now. Now, the Clinton Forge and Iron Gate Review on October 11th, 1890, only a week after Allie's death, printed the following poem by an aunt of George's, Mrs. Alexander McVeigh Miller of Alderson. It goes like this, in memoriam. He's dying. Are they coming? Will he hear the last goodbye? Last night when he passed from them, little did he think to die. Die like this by dread disaster, ending his young life so soon, ere the morning of existence changed into life's fervid noon. He's dying. Are they coming? Ah, there is some strange delay, and the iron horse lags hourly, while his weak life ebbs away. But the brave young martyr murmurs messages for home and wife, planning for their future welfare when he shall be done with life. He's dying. Are they coming? Breaking hearts are on the way. Will they speak the last goodbye ere there dawns eternal day? Anxious friends bend down and hear him whispering of his little girl. Why, they must leave unshorn those ringlets. Oh, how he loved each raven curl. He's dying. Are they coming? Loved and loving ones from home. Will they reach him ere death's darkness fold him in its solemn gloom? Pity in God, oh, speed the engine as it rushed o'er the track. Nay, too late. The life heaven gave, it has taken eternally back. He's dying. Are they coming? George has tired and fallen asleep, drifted out of life so gently that they scarce knew when to weep. But they told them when they came of his patience and his love, of the kindly words he said ere his spent spirit soared above. He's dying. Are they coming? Yes, on heaven's crystal shore, there were angels watching, waiting loved ones who had gone before. They were ready to receive him. Mothers, sisters, kindred, friends, and the heavenly host gave welcome to that life which never ends. Blump, blump. You know, there are at least 80 known variants of songs about George Alley. But with all that Christian vision of what's to come, I'd like to do this one. This is a classic.
Real life is like a mountain railroad with an engineer that brave. He must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. Watch the field, the curves, the tunnels, never falter, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle, eyes upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou will guide us till we reach that blissful shore, where the angels wait to join us in thy praise forevermore. Now you roll a bridge of trials, cross the bridge of strife. See that Christ is your conductor on the lightning train of life. Always mindful of instruction, do your duty, never quail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou will guide us till we reach that blissful shore, where the angels wait.
wait to join us for thy praise forevermore. Now you'll often find obstruction, look for storms and wind and rain. On a field, curve or trestle, they will almost ditch your train. Put your trust alone in Jesus, never falter, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle, your eye upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou will guide us till we reach the blissful shore, where the angel wait to join us in thy praise forevermore. And you roll across the trestle, spanning Jordan's swelling tide. There behold the Union Depot, in which your train will glide. And there you'll meet the superintendent, God the Father, God the Son. And with a hearty joyous plighted, weary pilgrim, welcome home. Blessed Savior, thou will guide us till we reach that blissful shore, where the angels wait to join us, and I pray forever. Hallelujah. Okay, so long, George. And anyway, hey, come on. He's like, you know you love to hear about those wrecks. Yeah, come on, especially these days, you know. Got to make you feel better about yourself, right? Oh, God, I'm glad to be alive. It's horrible. Is there any more horror? You know, it's very popular, very popular. So, I got to say, what did I say? Hundreds of their train songs, you know, that have been written, and a lot of them are just about train wrecks, so you got to dig it. Anyway, hey, now, there's no possibly, however, of a train wreck while you're riding on the Bipolar Express. No. No, it takes us an hour to get around the valley, so. And by the way, this is KLLG LP 97.9 FM right up here in you know where. Woolloo, Willits. Ow. Handful of things with a bag on my back. Tired of transportation in the back of the hack. Oh, I love you, the rhythm on the clickety clack. And he's a lonesome whistle. Smoke from the stack, yeah. Passing up with that, the cat is straight back. Oh, take me right back to that track shack. Woo, woo, choo choo. Choo choo to boogie. Woo, 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 way. Choo choo. Back to the track shack. You reach your destination, but alas and alack. Wow, you need some compensation to get back in the bag. Take a morning paper from the top of the stack. Read the situation from the front of the back. You know the only job that's open needs a man with a knack. Put him right back on the rack shack. Ooh. Choo-choo to boogie. Woo-woo-woo-woo-boogie. Woo-choo-choo. Put him right back on the rack shack. Choo-choo to boogie. Woo. Oh, whoa, 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 choo choo to bug, whoa, bum, 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 whoa, choo choo, whoa, boo, put it right back on the rack, jack. I'm gonna settle down by the railroad track, live a life of rally in a beating down shack. When I hear that whistle, Lord, I'll beat for the crack and watch a train a running, ball on the jack. I love to hear the rhythm of the, ow, take me right back to that, shack, jack, whoa, choo choo, choo choo to bug, whoa, whoa. Take me right back to the shack. Oh, Jack. Yes. You can tell all these train wrecks and all this stuff is just, you know, it's kind of crazy. Driving me crazy. You know what I mean? Oh, no. All aboard. What am I doing? Crazy. That's how it goes. Me and the people living this slow. Maybe it's not too late. Forget I, hey, yeah.
off the rails on the crazy train.
All right. I'm having a little fun here, sitting outside with you.
I listen to preachers, listen to fools. Why do those dropouts make their own rules? One person condition, rule and control. Media sells it, you can do it.
Song really takes me over there, over the hill and back, you know. So, what do we do now? Well, my son Malachi, I want to say, and I had the honor of being part of the Skunk Train's float that floated by and giving a tribute to Edie Ciccarelli, 114 years old, the oldest native California alive. We sang happy birthday as we stopped in front of her home. The van stopped, of course. And thank you, Howard, for being the driver. And thank you, Skunk Train, for thinking and showing off our wonderful talent. Okay, I have to say, I've loved dressing up as a train singer, and I'm looking forward to the right occasion to be performing again, because I love this train stuff, and I know a lot of these songs. Yes, I do. And me too, train singer. You know, I'm certain. What's that, Greg? Well, I'm just looking for, you know, actually, I'm looking for this Saturday at the Shawnee and being part of an evening of local talents and singing. All the youngsters. Well, anyway. But again, that's at 8 p.m. at the Shawnee as the singer-songwriter evening. Yes, and you've been riding on the Bipolar Express, KLLG LP 97.9. Well, I'll tell you, folks, I've just about come to the end of my show here, so I want to throw a little, some more of that original song stuff, okay? I got 6 minutes, let's do it. Wop, wop, zoop. You know, I love to face the rising sun as it comes shining through the trees. Wanna sing, wanna dance. Fall on my knees, feel the warm and rays will light up on my face. That's as close as I can get to amazing grace. Woo! Oh, good morning, good evening, good day, good night, morning, evening, every day, good night. I turn my back to the warming sun just to watch my shadow move. make me think I know how I can finally prove why there's someone really standing here, just a dancing in the light. Turn around to see the face, but boom, sun is too bright. Hold me closely and gently, draw me to your face. Be the breath of life while we embrace. Take us to a place where we can watch the break of day. Sing our songs of love and our hearts will fly away. Yeah. Oh, good morning, good evening, good, good night, yes. Good morning, good evening, good, good night. Sky, gonna take your breath away. Some unexpected gift just for getting through your day. Moon and the evening, the star come shining through the trees. I wanna sing, I wanna dance, I wanna fall on my knee. Whoa, good morning, good evening, good day, good night, 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 morning, good evening, good day, good night. My eyes to the night sky, stars in their array, thrilled to the meteors in their dazzling display. The Big Dipper on my left and Orion to my right. I face the east and I greet the dawn as she steals away the night. Hold me closely, gently, draw me to your face. Breathe the breath of life while we embrace. Take us to a place where we can watch the break of day. Sing our songs of love and our hearts will fly away. Oh, good morning. Good evening. Oh, good day. Good night, good night, good night, good night. To you. You've been riding on it about the FFV wrecks and stuff, and next week, well, we maybe Train Singer will sing some happier stuff. I know Gregory will.
Yes, I will.
A little bit of morning sunshine, new dawn sunshine finds you with me, ooh, on KLLG. And birds on trees standing two by two, and then they fly so high. Ah. Like you and I, and there's no need talking. Our eyes tell us all we need to know as we go walking. We believe it's happening. Believe it. Believe it's happening. Love all day. Love all night. Love all day. All night, I'm wishing you love all day, all afternoon and all morning and evening too, and all night, right past midnight. And if you have a sleepless night, I hope you just are filled with loving thoughts that carry you through the dawn until it's time to wake up and have your coffee. Hey, thank you for riding on the Bipolar Express. Bipolar. Woo! Goodbye, and I'm gonna see you next week. Bye. Bye 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 bye. Bye